Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry we had a little more difficult with the board, and now we're straightened out. So it's a little bit late, and I apologize for that. But anyway, good afternoon, everyone. Hopefully you guys are all doing good, and hopefully you're keeping warm. I'd like to say I'm thankful to God for being here today, and I hope that you will be a blessing to yourself and also a blessing to some others. First of all, I'd like to take care of a little business with the disclaimer. WRFULM, Urbana, disclaimer. WRFU is an open forum for Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed as those of the speaker are not those of the speaker and are not intended to represent WRFU IMC. First, I would like to hope that all of you was blessed this morning to see a brand new day. And like I said, there's gifts that we receive every day. The gift of sight, the gift of hearing, the gift of touch, the gift of walking and talking and speaking. And the best gift that we can get during our time on this earth is life. And for our bodies not to be denied of movements or anything that we need to use to be visible on this earth. With that said, I would like to say, who are we? We do a lot, so we need to be recognized as what we do and who we are. A lot of us have lost the meaning of who we are, and I would like to just go over this a little bit with us because we're all important to this life. And it says, who are we? We are special people. We are the best and the brightest our ancestors ever produced. Who are we? We are Black Americans, African Americans, and human Americans. And we are achievers. We are mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, nieces, and nephews. We are doctors, lawyers, teachers, writers, and entrepreneurs. We are African Americans, Black Americans, and human Americans. And we are achievers. We are jet black, blue black, dark brown, brown skinned, medium brown, yellow, high yellow, light skinned, fair skinned, light, bright, almost white, and red boned. But we are African Americans to the bone. We are Black Americans, and we are achievers. We have climbed the highest mountains, scaled the highest heights. We are visionaries, dreamers, creators, builders, leaders, and doers. We made it past slavery with our endurance, our determination, our bravery, and the feeling of freedom. One day will be ours. We have been hurried and hassled, discouraged and downtrodden, saying we could not do this or we could not do that. But we have perseverance and we are here. We have provided an unpaid servant to this country by serving others first and ourselves last. Though we're the last hired and the first fired, We know the meaning of perseverance. We know a setback is a setback for a comeback. And we have been set back so long, but we have come back. So who are we? We are Americans. And we are somebody. Now I would like to say that the persons that we are civil rights leaders, activists, public servants, scientists, inventors, educators, historians, explorers, writers. Some of the writers are Maya Angelou, as some pronounce it, James Baldwin, Toni Morrison. I know there's other explorers, Bessie Coleman and Matthew Henderson. Henderson, I think, went to the North Pole. The first black man to go to the South Pole. Like I said, if you need to fact check me, please do so. And I appreciate it. I won't mind. But I try to get as much information as I can. So we'll get back to educators and historians. W.E. Bois, James Johnson, the writer of our anthem, Booker T. Washington, Mamie Phelps, Clark, Ralph Bunche, Mayor Evers, political and public servants, Shirley Chisholm, Thurgood Marshall, Colin Powell, and Constance Baker. Scientists, Lewis Latimer, George Washington Carver. We all know about George Washington Carver. And speaking about who we are people of many things. We are, I gave you a list of who we are. And now I would like to speak a little bit about our Negro anthem. And it's the Negro National Anthem. I've never really seen where it was the Black Negro National Anthem until now. But like everything, I think they're trying to be political correct. But to me, when you say the Negro National Anthem, it was written in a time for us. And it told the story. In the singing was about us. Now, when we sing America, my country, tis of thee, I cannot find anywhere where it tells about us. The Stars Spangled Banner, which is the national anthem for the United States. When we sing that, there's nothing that speaks to us or about us. America the Beautiful, it does not speak anything about us. God bless America, land of the free. It doesn't speak about us. The Star Spangled Banner was written in 1931. And God Bless America was written in 1918. So, with that said, the National Negro anthem applies to us. We are the ones who sing a song full of the faith that the dark path has taught us. Those songs do not speak to us with truth because they were written while we were still slaves, owned by the slave masters, which owned us as property, and we did not have the rights. We were restricted of our liberties and had no rights. So those songs was not ours, but the Negro National Anthem does, because it speaks about our struggle, about our pain, about our blood, about how we survived. So with that said, I'm very passionate about this. And someone might say, well, who does she think she is? I am a Black American. I am an African American. I am human American. And I am a person that loves. That's who I am. And with that said, I would like to talk about Harriet Tubman, and we all talk a lot about her, and I would just like to say a few words about her. She was the Moses of her people, as we all know, and we basically know the story of Harriet Tubman and what a courageous woman she was. And we know how she took slaves to freedom with the Underground Railroad. And when she would come to town, she would have songs that she would sing, or that they would sing. She would let them know that she was there. And one of the songs was Swing Low. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming there too. Coming for to carry me home. And there was another one, Wade in the Water, but I will not sing that one. And those were the songs that she would use. And then another one is Go Down Moses, and she would sing that one. They would sing it to know where she was or when she was there. So I would like to also tell you a little bit about Nat Turner. In Virginia in 1831, the greatest revolt of all occurrence, led by Nat Turner, a plowsman and a preacher whose father had escaped to freedom, deeply religious like many of the other Black rebels, Nate Turner felt that he was called by God to lead the children out of bondage. With five others, Turner swore to kill all of the whites on the nearby plantation and then gather fellow followers as he advanced. Some 60 whites was killed in Southampton County, and the whole South was thrown into a panic. He made a tour of the slave states a few years before the Civil War. Frederick Law reported that he found no parts of the South where the slave population is felt to be quite safe for anyone. The South had become a powder keg. Slaves was the powder. Okay, I would like to also talk a little bit about Black Family Pledge. And that would apply for today, I believe. It says, because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors clearly left us. Our children cannot find their way because we have banished the God of our ancestors. Our children cannot pray because the old wailers of our ancestors has faded beyond our hearing. Our children cannot hear us crying in the night. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our children become lost. We give birth to children that either want nor understand because we have forgotten how to love. And we hold us up to the mirror, and as we hold our children up to the mirror of the world, shouting, regret the loveless. Therefore, we plead to bind ourselves again to one another, to embrace our lowestness, to keep company with our loneliness, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our raggedy, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. We are our brothers and sisters. In honor of those who toil and implode, God has golden tongues, and in gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopelessness, we make this pledge. I would like to leave you with this Ain't I a Woman by Sojourner Truth, delivered 1851 at the Women's Convention in Akron, Ohio. Well, children, where there is so much racket, there must be something out of kilter. I think that betwixt the Negroes of the South and the women at the North all talking about rights, the white man will be in a fix pretty soon, but what's all this here talking about? That man over there says that women need to help and need to help and to carriage and lift our children. And to have the best place everywhere. Nobody ever helped me into a carriage or over a puddle or gave me any best place. And ain't I a woman? Look at me. Look at my arms. And I have planted and gathered. And no man could head me. Ain't I a woman? I could work as much and eat as much as any man when I could get it and bear the lash as well. And ain't I a woman? I have bored 13 children and seen most of them sold off to slavery. And when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman? Then they talk about this thing in my head. What is this they call it? Members of audience whisper. Intelligent. That's it, honey. What's that got to do with women's rights or Negroes' rights? If my cup won't hold but a pint and yours hold a quart, won't you be mean not to let me have my little half measured full? Then that little man in black there, he says women can't as much rights as men, can't have as much rights as men, 'cause Jesus wasn't a woman. Where did your Jesus come from? From God? A woman? Man has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with him. If the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn this world upside down all alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. And now they is asking to do it. And the men better let them. Sojourner Truth, Ain't I a Woman? And with this said, I would like to leave you with our own John Lewis. He would always say, we must not be afraid. We must be hopeful. We must be optimistic. John Lewis, 1940-2020, was an American civil rights hero who marched alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the Selma, Montgomery March in 1965. He was a lifelong crusader for rights, urging every generation to get involved in a fight for equality. He served in the United States House of Representatives from 1987 until his passing last year. He was a courageous man. And with this, I leave with you. My time is about up. I hope you have had a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your day. Touch this day with your presence, with love heart to heart, because every day is a good day, but sometimes the events of the day is not so good. So with this said, be a blessing to yourself and be a blessing to one another. Until next time, this is Miss Marilyn. Thank you, and I'm out.